relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
We need a renewed patriotic nationalism in America. In technology, that means let's get our best team together and go whip China. And in politics, it means let's get our best team together and go whip the establishment. Speaking of people who ought to lose primaries, if Liz Cheney were on this stage today, she'd get booed off of it.
That's for sure. That is Florida 1, the first district of Florida, their Congressman Matt Gaetz on the CPAC stage saying we got to whip the establishment GOP. I heartily concur. Congressman Gaetz, welcome to America First.
Oh, thanks for having me back on, Dr. Gorka. And my main message is the message of this show, the brand that you've staked your reputation on, this notion that putting our country and our people first is the path forward in our party. But you see it and I see it. In Washington, D.C. right now, with Donald Trump living down in Florida, the establishment is doing everything they can to get their power back. Yeah. They're getting us kind of remired in northern Syria. They are, turning the resources that we had intended to be used for the wall into welcome centers for illegal aliens. And it's my expectation that Joe Biden is just getting started with the Paris Accord type America last globalist perspective that just doesn't help everyday people in our country.
It was not a tough decision for me. Everybody else has, the John Smith show. They call their shows after themselves. I wasn't interested in that. I wanted to send a message. This is the America First show because we have a mission that you and your Freedom Caucus colleagues and President Trump share with us. Congressman Gaetz, CPAC is always a great time. You are on fire. The president knocked it out of the park yesterday. But I have to ask you, that little clip we played of you, are we going to win? Forget the Democrats. Are we going to whip the GOP establishment? We've just seen this atrocity of an attorney general nominee been voted out of the Senate committee and confirmed with key people like Lindsey Graham approving of this nominee. Can we win this battle to turn the GOP establishment into an America First party?
Well, they're not going to do it just because we ask politely, right, Dr. Gorka. We're going to have to go win elections. We're going to have to win primaries. And in all of these cases, I'm not saying they're bad people. It's just their ideas result in managed decline for the greatest nation on earth, and we should not stand for that. And when they ask us to all just unify, I've heard all these establishment politicians on the right say, well, we don't need to have disagreements with each other. We just need to all unify. And if we do that, then we'll go beat the Democrats. And unity has to be under a common sense of purpose, a common vision. That's what President Trump was able to get out of all of us. That's what he was able to, excite how we fought for him. And so I think that we are going to see a little bit of combat in the primary season on the political stage, but that's okay. Remember, the last big kind of bloody primary season we had was in 2010, and it resulted in a new energy for our party and the Tea Party wave and the resulting Republican a takeover of the House of Representatives. So I don't think we can necessarily win the majority back with the team we currently have. And that's why we're hoping there'll be a new round of Patriots entering the political field.
Follow this man right now, gates.house.gov, and Rep. Matt Gaetz on Twitter. He's only got 1.2 million followers. That's G-A-E-T-Z. Congressman Gaetz, do we have, and this is what I've been noodling on for a while now, I'm going to write something about it. Do we have the structure? Is there a MAGA machine beyond the president has his pack, the Save America pack, that's going to be collecting donations for his campaign for 2024, God willing. But do we have an organism that will find, the new Matt Gaetzes, that will find the new Jim Jordans, the new Lauren Boberts, that will support them to win these seats and to necessarily a primary the establishment? Does it exist or does it have to be built?
It doesn't exist right now.
Yeah.
And this is an area where the establishment is way ahead of us. And remember, they're established for a reason. Congressman Adam Kinzinger, Republican from Illinois, has decided to be sort of the face man, the front man of this establishment effort to retake control of the Republican Party. And already he's got a leadership pack, a super pack. Today it was reported, I put it out on my Twitter feed, at Matt Gaetz, that he has a new dark money operation so that people who want to confront MAGA candidates and oppose MAGA candidates will have a dark money vehicle to do so. So like they're very good at the mechanisms that you need to build out a political operation. You know it, and I know it, Dr. Gorka. Our political operation was a traveling carnival with the most charismatic ringmaster you could possibly have. And it turned out, 75 million votes at least in this last election. And so I think that we've got some work to do, and we're starting from a little bit behind when it comes to the organization and the infrastructure.
It truly was. I call it a band of merry men. It was a traveling carnival, and God was on our side, and we won. We won, but we've got to have an organization for the next year and for 2024. Okay, tell us today what your greatest concerns are. What we have millions of listeners. We're back on YouTube. We're streaming video as well. What are you most worried about? What's the 5-meter target in terms of Democrat legislation on Capitol Hill right now?
This week, the Democrats are going to move the Equality Act, and it's really incorrectly named. We're all for equality, but the specific provisions of this bill sort of redefine sex and gender in ways that are incomprehensible. And it will create a field day for lawyers where in any business, if someone isn't hired or isn't promoted just in the normal course of commerce and capitalism, now there's going to be a whole new category of litigation that is going to be buttressed by this Equality Act. So it's going to hurt our economy. I don't think it's going to advance rights for LGBTQ people. I think it is largely going to be a drain. And unfortunately, it looks like it's going to become a law. It will pass the House of Representatives. It has sufficient support likely to pass the Senate. And Joe Biden has already indicated he'll sign it. So, this is part of the woketopia that they intend to impose on the rest of us. And they're getting right to it this week.
Tell us, I have to ask you, because my standard is citizen politicians. I think that's what America was built upon. That's what we need. The way to stop this woketopia is more people like Donald Trump, more people like you. Share with our listeners what it took for you to take that crazy decision to run for office and to go up against these radicals.
Honestly, I ran in 2016 for Congress, and I was one of the candidates inspired by Donald Trump. I saw his energy. I saw the way we could realign our politics, where it wouldn't be just the same special interests pulling everyone's strings, but that we would have a way to get the good ideas to the very top without the normal nonsense of the Beltway and the swamp. And we did that. That's why we have better trade deals now. It's why the president used foreign policy to create peace, not war. It's why we realigned America's asylum laws and we ended the tens of thousands of people crossing our border, illegally during those awful months where we had not yet changed those Obama-Biden policies of catch and release. And so, you know, all this progress that was made, I saw as quite possible under Donald Trump. And so, you know, we need that inspirational effort to draw great candidates out of the business community, the entertainment community, out of civic life, out of military, life, and into the fight that we absolutely have to win to save the country.
And I'm sure a lot of people told you it's crazy, don't do it. What was it that made you say, I'm going to do it, Congressman Gates?
I knocked a few of my neighbors that lived in my neighborhood, and I told them it was something I was praying about and thinking about. And when I saw the excitement in their eyes, it became a catalyst for me that alongside President Trump, we could fight for people. We could fight against their dislikes. And frankly, it's what the establishment gets so wrong about the American people. They think that if you just centralize power in Washington, D.C., life's going to be better for everyone. But that isn't the case. This country is at its best when we have empowered people and when we have a government that exists only to vindicate rights, not to settle scores. Now we see, and you've experienced it as a creator of content, this fusion of big tech, big media, and big government that is all coming together under the Biden administration with senior executives and engineers at Facebook and Amazon and Google going right to work in the White House, in the national security apparatus. And what I fear, you being a study of geopolitics, you understand it, I fear is that that's going to make the United States look more like China than our free, great country.
He did it because he was inspired by Donald Trump. You should think about it, too. God bless you. Follow this man, Rep. Matt Gaetz. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
How blessed is your life? Yes, I understand coronavirus. I get it. I get the unemployment figures and the fact that Biden is in charge. He's not in charge. He's in the White House. Somebody else is in charge. But just think about other places that are far worse off than us. Think of Honduras, for an example, where they've had the double whammy of Tropical Storm Eta and Hurricane Iota slamming into that Central American country. And just listen to the consequences from our friend Linda at Food for the Poor for the children of that benighted country.
When you see the hunger, when you see the need, thousands of people, the more we do, the more we see the need. The more places we go, the more we find people starving. The more we see children in Honduras. A pet in the States lives much better than people in the rural area in Honduras. And now not only in the rural area, but in the city because of the lack of work.
That's the gut punch, that line that a pet in America lives better than a child in the countryside or even in the cities of Honduras. Can you make a difference today? No children anywhere should suffer. Please support them through our great friends at Food for the Poor. Just think of this. A one-time donation, not one of these monthly things, a one-time donation of $37 will feed a hungry girl or boy for 6 months. $111 will change a life, will potentially save a life for 6 months for 3 children. How many children would you like to save today? And I mean save today through your charity. Be a modern missionary from the comfort of your home. Just go to our website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and look for the Give Food, Give Hope banner, or call Food for the Poor at 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Okay, thank you to all of you who've already donated and to those of you who will. We have a second accuser. We have a lady called Charlotte Bennett who has accused Governor Cuomo of being sexually inappropriate and now even the White House. And Nancy Pelosi says that these things should be looked into. Let's ask a man who follows all the breaking news and who you should be following. Jay Solomon reports, the editor-in-chief, the founder of justthenews.com. Bookmark them today. Check out their top stories at our website as well. John, I think this is a big deal. Does a Democrat governor have a lockdown on these issues, or do you concur?
No, listen, I think the fact that Letitia James, the attorney general of New York, who, by the way, just a month ago called out Governor Cuomo for underreporting nursing home deaths due to COVID, is now in charge of the investigation and specifically seeking subpoena power, which means that she's going to have real teeth. She can force people to produce documents, to produce testimony, that this has become a very serious, grave matter for Andrew Cuomo and his administration. This is a big moment. And what you're seeing is the Republicans obviously are promoting that there needs to be an independent investigation. But Democrats are actually leading the charge. Nancy Pelosi, Jen Psaki, many people in the last 24 hours, even Jerry Nadler calling for an independent investigation. I think Andrew Cuomo is facing some very difficult days ahead.
This latest woman has on her Twitter feed that she's an advocate. What is women with an X? Oh, my gosh. An advocate for women's health, safety, and justice. So she's into sexual justice. I don't think this is a woman who's going to disappear. In the past, has it worked, John, when you see a politician do what Andrew Cuomo did in the last 24 hours and say, well, I was just making a bad joke? Has that been a good defense?
Yeah, the I'm just a too funny guy doesn't cut it anymore, particularly after the Me Too movement, nor should it, right? If there's inappropriate conduct, if the things that are alleged turned out to be true, and there's a videotape where you can see Andrew Cuomo making what appears to be an inappropriate comment to a journalist in 2017, I think that they should be held to accountable, and the I didn't mean it doesn't cut it anymore, nor should it. The big thing now is going to be, is this a pattern? Did this just start in the last year, or is there a longer record of sexual harassment, discrimination, hostile working place against Andrew Cuomo? And I encourage people to tune in the next couple of days on Just the News. We'll be able to answer that question a little more thoroughly with some work we're doing now. But, you know, with the subpoena power, the attorney general can go to a lot of places with this investigation.
Yeah, I'm kind of... You know, he always does this to me. He always teases things. But he is now an editor-in-chief, and he has sources, and he has an amazing team. JustTheNews.com. Follow him. Jay Solomon reports. Is it disappointing to you? Should we draw any kind of broader conclusions that 14,000 people dead because of his policies sent back to those nursing homes really didn't create an issue, but it is these reports of his sexually inappropriate behavior with subordinates that may be the final nail in the coffin of his political career? We don't excuse any of this behavior, but 14,000 dead, John.
Yeah, listen, it's an enormous death toll, and it was an avoidable death toll if he just followed the normal pandemic common sense guide rules that had been around for years. But here's why it's relevant now. In order for Andrew Cuomo to survive this, you have to believe him and take him at his word. I was just joking. I didn't mean anything. And his credibility is seriously eroded by the fact that it's now not even in doubt that he tried to hide death numbers, not from just the public, from the United States Justice Department. And I think these two scandals merge into a credibility gap for him that's going to be very difficult to fight. The facts will be the facts, and we'll have to wait for them. He deserves the benefit of the doubt until, as we all do, even though Donald Trump didn't get that often, he deserves the benefit of the doubt, but the facts are going to drive this. And I think the fact that there's grand jury subpoena power potentially at Letitia James' disposal, we're going to get answers pretty quickly.
Donald Trump didn't get benefit of the doubt. Mike Flynn didn't get benefit of the doubt. Judge Kavanaugh didn't get benefit of the doubt. But that's how it should work. One thing I think we can say with some certitude, John, the idea that, which was just floated a few months ago, that the governor of New York is the rising star, and he is at the top of the short list of names for Democrat presidential nominee. That's gone forever, is it not?
I think so. I mean, it would be very difficult to rebound from this unless there's some big story we don't know behind it. But he, you know, one of the things is Andrew Cuomo really wasn't that popular in New York prior to COVID.
Right.
You know, he just played the anti-Trump role on television. The media embraced him. But he's not really been that well-liked in New York. He's ruffled a lot of feathers up and down the Democratic establishment. And now I think his comeuppance may be painful for him because a lot of people want to pay him back for his gruff style, his demanding style. And New York's, New York is a full contact sport political town.
Yeah, and I'm sure he ruffled a lot of feathers and used his sharp elbows on the way up, and he's going to get some payback on the way down. Follow this man, Jay Solomon Reports, and bookmark justthenews.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you haven't done so, thousands of you have done this already in the last 2 weeks, but if you haven't, please support Mike Lindell. Cancel culture is real. We are up to 25 corporations who are boycotting his products simply because he's a conservative, simply because he speaks the truth. Stand up for this man. Send a message to the cancel culture fascists by ordering directly from his website, because you're a friend of mine. He's going to give you more than 60% off. Buy whatever. He's got more than 100 US-made products. Call 800-829-8468 or just go to mypillow.com, but you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. That's mypillow.com, promo code Gorka. Support this great patriot today. Make a difference. God bless you all. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
We are progressing every single day. I don't have a particular timeline, but all I can do is communicate both to the American public and to the individual seeking protection that we are working around the clock 7 days a week to make that time frame as short as possible. But they need to wait. But they need to wait with a particular goal in mind. We are not saying don't come. We are saying don't come now, because we will be able to deliver a safe and orderly process to them as quickly as possible.
I promised you that cut. That's fresh. That's from the White House. That is Biden's Secretary of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, who just said, you heard it. He's saying to illegal immigrants in the caravans, in their thousands, coming to America, I'm not saying don't come, just don't come right now because we're getting ready for you. That's just putting us an invitation sign up. It's just saying, yeah, we want unlimited illegal immigration coming to this country. He said it. He's the head of DHS. Absolutely incredible. We report the news, we provide you the evidence, we just don't comment on it, but we are very excited that John Solomon not only runs justthenews.com, he's writing opinion pieces. I've got it right here in my head. If you want, they've got a new VIP club. I've just tweeted about it on my Twitter feed. Check it out. No ads. Amazing access to their products. John, this is about the President Trump's speech yesterday. Let's unpack it a little bit. You've said in the first line, I love this phrase, the country club Republicans thought they could rid themselves of Donald Trump. Not so fast. Am I right?
That's exactly right. Trump and Trumpism is here to stay. And that was the message of CPAC. It's a message that even Trump's biggest critics in the Republican Party are now conceding. Mitch McConnell, Mitt Romney saying if he wants the nomination in 2024, he can get it. It is a remarkable statement that just a few weeks after the Capitol riots, another impeachment, another acquittal, the Republican base remains right in lockstep with President Trump, and his policies are the policies of conservatism and republicanism. Strong borders, law and order, no cancel culture, freedom, liberty, protecting the jobs of the working class particularly, being strong on China, being strong on the border. Those are the Republican policies for the next two elections. And Joe Biden, whether he faces Donald Trump or Kamala Harris, whoever it's going to be in 2024, it's going to be Trump's policies that are going to be at the center of the Republican candidacy.
Now, I have to ask you, because, you know, you're a seasoned observer of these things. There is a massive gulf. I mean, the Mitch McConnell, Mitt Romney, Country Club, Vice, the Trump, Gates, Jordan, Bobert, modern MAGA Republican right. Party. This is chalk and cheese. This is oil and water. Are we going to have to witness some kind of internal civil war inside the Republican Party? What's your prediction?
I think the party is far more unified. Here's the thing. Even the people who don't like Trump and the Republican Party don't like him because of his personality, his brusqueness, his New York swagger, but they all like his policies. It's hard to find even a Country Club Republican that doesn't appreciate what Donald Trump has done. And, you know, a lot of people will say privately to you, he did more in 4 years than Ronald Reagan did in eight. But we're never going to say that publicly because we can't say that.
Right.
But the truth of the matter is he got a lot of accomplished, and the agenda he had is a core conservative agenda. That's why CPAC loves him so much, why they re-embraced him yesterday. I think the message for those Country Club Republicans are, or those who don't support Trump, you either got to get on the train and work in one direction or go join another party. I don't think there's going to be a civil war because the Republican establishment isn't even going to waste the time to fight with the miscreants that don't agree with it. They're moving full bore ahead. They have two missions: win 2022, get the House and Senate back, and then win 2024 and erase the Biden agenda. It's very unifying when it's that simple.
Follow this man, Jay Solomon Reports, not just the reporting, but also the op-eds. He helped me unravel. Millions of our listeners are the wiser, the more informed for everything he provided us with regards to the Russia collusion hoax. Please check out his new justthenews.com VIP club. I've just tweeted about it. Follow me, sebgorka.com. Check it out today. God bless you, John. Thanks for sending us the breaking news when it happens and explaining why it's important. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Your calls next here from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? Because I've been living it now for 2 years. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. Took Relief Factor 2 weeks later. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free. More than 2 years later. But it's not just me. It's tens of thousands of Americans, including Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Don't you deserve to find out if that could be your story? I think you know the answer to that question. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com right now or call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and thousands of others like Yvonne. Do it today. ReliefFactor.com. 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. You know it makes sense. ReliefFactor.com. This is America First. Call us. Sound off. Let your voice be heard. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752.
What did you think when climate czar John Kerry, former Secretary of State, suggested that people like you at 45, instead of starting over, that you could just get a different job in solar panels?
Well, it's really, first of all, I mean, I haven't been offered a job in the solar panel industry, and I haven't been sent an application or a phone number or anything. I don't know if I have to do the work and ground the groundwork and everything that it takes to get there.
Right.
And secondly, I mean, it's if I've done the research. If I went to work with solar panel right now, I would be taking a $35 an hour pay cut and lose my benefits and
right.
and retirement.
Lose my benefits and my retirement and a $35 per hour pay cut. That is pipeline worker. He's from local 798. That is Jason Jernigan on Fox. But hey, you know, solar panels, Kerry said as he was getting onto his private jet. Solar panels. Have you voted in my poll? I posted a poll yesterday. After the president's speech, what is it? They say 2,000 is a good response for a polling company. You got 3 hours left to respond. It's on Twitter. And 12,000 of you have already voted. It's a very simple question. After the president's CPAC speech, do you think Donald Trump will run in 2024? Right now, 83% of those polled said, yes, he will. 17% say, no, he won't. Who are they? Who are those 70% of people? Did you listen to the speech? If you haven't, watch it. Let's post it right now. The whole video, you need to watch it or read it if you prefer. It was the old Donald Trump that we have missed so much for the last 6 weeks. Let's go to your calls. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Let's go to Jackie in California, line 4. Welcome, Jackie.
Well, Dr. Gorka, hello.
Hi, Jackie.
Well, I want to share that I am 71 years old.
71 years young, Jackie. 71 years
yes.
young.
Oh, how do you see me? Perfect.
I can just tell that sparkly voice of yours.
Well, here in California, it's not easy being a conservative, but I have been, and I have voted religiously since I first could vote, and back in the day it was 21. And so what I wanted to share was I had never, ever given to a national campaign until last year, and the last year and a half to Donald Trump I gave. And now I am on the RNC's mailing list, and I get these prepaid envelopes. They still want my donations. And I am sending them letters. I am in their envelope. I am sending them special messages exactly why I no longer will give to them, because their candidates are not fully supporting my president. And so I posted that on Facebook on my page.
Good.
And my family is joined in, and I've done it since. Gosh, Wells Fargo left the Boy Scouts of America. I've been using Planned Parenthood letters, envelopes. Hey, everybody, when you get a prepaid envelope, it is a perfect, perfect time. And you just cut your name off. If you want to, anonymous, you can just cut all that stuff off. But have fun with it. And they're opening those letters with glee, and it's in their face.
I love it. It's a genius thing. But why, Jackie, why did you make your first donation last year? That's what I want to know.
Well, because I voted for President Trump. I absolutely voted for him from the beginning. And I loved and supported him because my mother was a knockoff. She's gone now. But my mother was a knockoff of Trump, and her life.
What do you mean? She was Trumpian? She had a character like Donald Trump?
Oh, here's her motto. Here's my mother's life motto. German immigrants since World War I to America. My mother's comment was always, I am God's gift to the world for telling it like it is. And so I grew up under that, and she spoke to anything, everything, any place, anywhere, and she spoke her mind. You knew where you stood, and I've always loved that, and people loved my mother. She was a tough cookie, but they adored adored her because she always knew where you stood. And I'm with President Trump. He's the best.
You always know where you stand with President Trump. God bless you. We love you, Jackie. Stay on the line. Let's give Jackie a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. You can get yours as well at sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, The War for America's Soul, sebgorka.com. Also, check out all of our amazing merchandise at sebgorkastore.com. Let's go back to your calls. Let's go to Brent in Los Angeles, Lane 1. Happy Monday, Brent.
And to you, God's loyal gunner, Gorka.
Welcome, welcome. What brings you to our show today, Brent?
Well, I wanted to revile Democrat reverence for the progressive practitioners of Marxist medicine, such as Dr. Joseph Mengele, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and now Dr. Rachel Levin.
That's a little, I can't say, especially knowing your Jewish heritage, to say Fauci's name in the same sentence as Mengele. I think that's a little bit much, don't you think, Brent?
Well, I look at the blood that's left on the tracks and how many people have died and how many people will die as a result of his ideas.
But one of them was experimenting on Jewish children in Holocaust camps, and the other one is a bureaucrat who may have caused deaths in this country, but I'm not sure we can put it in the same category, Brent.
Okay, well, I won't argue on that for the moment, but I want to thank God that there's still righteous doctors like Rand Paul and Ben Carson.
Indeed.
And yourself, who have the courage to protect poor, confused, damaged, and delusional children being destroyed and victimized by this vicious, hateful, and heartless political movement that monster media propagandize as transgender identity. And transgendered medicine is not, as the demonic doctor droned, a very complex and nuanced field with robust research.
No.
It is pure sadism and sociopathy, and it's been promoted in China for over 1,000 years as imperial court eunuchs and in the Islamic world as a practice of sexually mutilating innocent, trusting little girls.
Yeah, and the idea that that HHS nominee was incapable of answering Rand Paul's question as to whether this should be done to minors, it is truly diabolical. Thank you, Brent, for your call. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that works. Just listen to Deborah from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you. Did you hear those words? My hip pain is gone. It's truly incredible. Find out for yourself by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Tens of thousands of Americans have found pain relief, including me. Call them today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. All you have to lose is the pain. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Have you supported Mike Lindell today? Thousands of you have. Tens of thousands have you since they've tried to start canceling him. 25 corporations are boycotting him, including some of the biggest. Support this man. Send a message to the left. MyPillow.com. 800-829-8468. Promo code G-O-R-K-A for more than 60% off. Even if you've got one of his incredible pillows, buy another product. Buy another pillow. Send the crazy, fascistic, cancel culture left a message. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Or call 800-829-8468. Okay, we have to talk about the negative aspect of CPAC, which is, of course, Jim Acosta. Well, he wants the story to be about him. Let's make it about him. Two cuts from the man who is ashamed of his Hispanic heritage because his name is actually Abilio Acosta. This is quote-unquote Jim Acosta, not a journalist. A video cut 14. Play cut.
I mean, this CPAC with Donald Trump closing it out is a liar palooza. Donald Trump opened up a fire hose of falsehoods on this crowd. He's still doing it right now. And this crowd is bathing in his dishonesty. And the biggest lie that he is telling at the CPAC is the big lie about the 2020 election, that he won the election and that it was stolen from him.
He doesn't have any problem at all using the phrase that Hitler popularized of the big lie. Why is Abilio Acosta using Hitler's terminology? And a liar-palooza? How many years did you peddle the Russia collusion hoax, Jim Acosta? But that wasn't enough for Abilio, not a journalist, Acosta. Video cut 15, play cuts.
Pam, he talked about Trumpism and what Trumpism means. He said at one point that Trumpism means a respect for law enforcement. Well, tell that to the Capitol Police. Tell that to the Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who died on January 6th. I mean, you know, there are obviously members of law enforcement who would disagree with the president, the former president's description of Trumpism.
That's incredible. He can't even get right the date that Officer Brian Sicknick died. He didn't die on January the 6th. That's a lie, Abilio. You're a liar. You're not a journalist, and you're a liar. He died the following day as a result of a stroke. You lied. There was no attack with a fire extinguisher. His family has said so. He wasn't killed by Trump supporters the day the security of the Congress was breached, but you are the big liar. You are perpetrating Hitlerian big lies. Why? Well, because you work for CNN, but we see through you. You're a hack and you're a propagandist. That's why we are here on America First, to push back on the propaganda, to push back on the lies. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious, fetid, stinking swamp that is Washington, D.C.